You were a senior registrar from 1975 to 1983. Do you have any more memories from that period?
Well, I did become involved with the Diabetic Association, the British Diabetic Association. At that time, I was on the Medical Advisory Committee and later the Research Committee. And I got involved through them with the Diabetes Children's Camps. We used to go as a family, which was quite fun. My husband had been a scout leader, so he was, and he's also a doctor, so he was really very useful as well. And I would go as the doctor. My own children came and enjoyed it very much. They did grow up slightly steeped in diabetes, but I do remember one time when a patient phoned, and my son was quite young, and he answered the phone. The patient said, "Could I speak to Dr. Steele?" And he said, "No, you certainly can't. She's making my tea," and put the phone down. But they joined in the camps, even wanted to do injections because that's what everybody did. And they got points for your team for injecting in different places at that time. So they joined in everything and had great fun. They were exhausting. We had excellent programs of doing different things every half hour because children, young children can't concentrate for longer than that, and we took them all on outings. It was sort of rather scary with a busload of 40 children with diabetes, and you'd get held up in a traffic jam and think they were all going to go hypo before lunch. We did, of course, have snacks and things with us. But living with children with diabetes and dealing particularly with the hypos is a very good learning experience that I would recommend to anybody in dealing with diabetes at all. And the meals, we had lists of carbohydrate exchanges, and so it was a very good way of learning what was in everything. Those, of course, went out later but have recently come back again. And it was just fun. We did a few camps in Britain, and then my husband had a few months in Vancouver, and we couldn't really afford to go to Vancouver. So I wrote to the Canadian Diabetes Association to see if there's any chance of us doing a camp in Canada. They were very enthusiastic. I think the way their health service works, they found it quite difficult to get doctors. And we went and did one on Victoria Island, which was wonderful. My children learned to water ski and canoe and sail. And the diets in Canada were incredibly difficult to follow. They not only had carbohydrate exchanges, they had 8 different exchange lists, meat exchanges and fat exchange. I remember peanut butter was 1 meat, 1 fat. And you really need to have a degree in mathematics to work it all out. It was very restrictive and difficult. I did feel that our system of carbohydrate exchanges worked rather better than that. But those were the days when children, you could watch them fiddling their blood sugar results and earlier on their urine results. But they were adorable on the whole. I think the children learnt a lot. They had great fun. They learnt about diabetes, and they mixed with other children with it and realised that they weren't the only one. And they were away from their parents. I think there were many reasons why those camps were excellent.